This is the HopeCast Network, stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. As always, is with us is our boss of the show, the first lady of Movie Torture, Hannah. Hey. And with us is none other than little baby hands, Brad, in the chat with us. And with always, the person we never get to see, but we all want to. But he never wants to be on TV, Mr. MTD, and your host with the most, the podfather of podcasting, myself, Jacob. Now join us as we get to watch In the Army Now. What's up, everybody?
What's happening? Hannah, always good seeing you. Yeah.
Now, real quick, I mean, I'm not just settling on a 10. I'll take a 4, a 3, you know,
2.5. What have I told you? Only settle for it. 8s to 10s, Jacob. 8s to 10s. Never settle for a 7.
Hey, if she's for the Lord and she's about all about the scriptures and serving God, then hey.
Then she is 80. A 10.
That's right. Boom. Mm-hmm.
I guess so you're
you can
right,
reach
Jacob.
Me at 3, 2. No,
we should start calling MTD MTD on no TV.
Oh, I like that.
MTD's made quite the okay. MTD, like now he's known on this show as Movie Torture Dad. He's known on our only sports show on the network as Delusional Dad. Mm. So like he's known on two shows as a some kind of name.
He'll always be MTD.
Yeah, he's always MTD.
Yeah.
Just delusional on he's delusional dad. He's the dad of a delusional son. That's what he is.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been excited to get going because we're talking what when we get together, but what movie are we talking about, Jacob, that we need to be excited about?
A classic 19 was it 98?
4.
96 94. In the Army Now with none other than Mr. Pauly Shore. Who's basically non-existent at this point.
The Weasel!
What?
Hannah does not know. That's what he
I've
was.
I've never heard of this dude before this movie.
Oh, I told you, Jacob. Hannah does not... she does not know the Pauly Shore effect. And he
during
was
this
always,
time frame.
Yeah, he was an MTV VJ. I'm pretty sure, right?
Was he?
He was on MTV. His mom owns the comedy store on Sunset Strip. So he grew up rich. Then he was on MTV. And wait, I don't think he was. Maybe he wasn't the MTV J. He was a stand-up comedian, I'm pretty sure. Am I right, MTV?
Definitely. His best movie was Son-in-Law. So if you haven't seen it, Hannah, you got to watch Son-in-Law.
Yeah, Son-in-Law is good. But he called himself the Weasel. That's what he was. What?
I don't even know what word you're saying.
The Weasel.
Oh, the Weasel. Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I've never seen it, but I imagine that laugh was spot on.
But Pauly Shore was funny to me. I enjoyed Pauly Shore. He was always kind of an effeminate man. Like, he kind of pranced a little bit. I'm trying to say it in a really nice way. I always was like, is he? I don't know. Maybe? Could he be? Possibly?
But, I mean, again, once again, we've, you know, just touching on this broad subject, we talked about this. Me and Brad were talking about this a little bit. Every movie we seem to do where there's a guy in a love interest is way out of his league by like 30-fold.
Oh my gosh.
Well, because that's the dream and movies are not real. So
no way is Pauly Shore picking up this Italian chick.
Hannah, here's two revelations about this movie that's going to surprise you. One, I did not see this in the theaters.
Wow.
Two, Jacob and I watched this in my basement on Friday night together.
That sounds weird.
We movie tortured this one.
Huh? That sounded real weird.
Yeah, real creepy.
Me and Jacob watch this together down in my basement.
Hey, Jacob, you want to come over and watch a movie with me? What are we watching? In the Army Now from 1994. I'm coming right now. I'll be there. It's a weird movie to watch. Like, and oftentimes I think about this, Jacob. I've never said this to you, but I think about this a lot. When
did MTD and popcorn.
Did y'all share a drink? We do share popcorn in the movie theater because I have a big bucket that gets refilled.
Oh, in the theater. I was picturing you both in the basement with a single bag of popcorn and you both
Kristen made us brownies, though. She did make us brownies.
Wow. They were amazing. That's so nice of her.
And I said, is there weed in these brownies? And she's like, no, Brad, there's no weed in these brownies, Brad. And I'm like, okay. But what was I saying? So I'm often thinking when we're watching these movies, how many people in the world at this moment are watching In the Army Now? Is it just Jacob and Brad? And then is it Hannah?
On a Friday night, probably.
Yeah. But even on a Monday, there's nobody. You're the only person in the world watching that movie at that moment.
I don't know. I mean, there's people leaving reviews present
That's
day.
True.
And there are more people watching than there are people leaving reviews. Oh, so there's a chance.
That's valid.
I guess. MTD, what was the budget for this movie? And I do want to get back to the prettiness topic, Jacob. I don't want to brush over that because we need to share it. We need to talk about this. What was the budget and what was the profit or what it make? Hannah, we've seen countless movies on this show. We've seen Kevin James score Selma Hayek. And no budget. Listen, I'm just tired of seeing like a guy that looks like Pauly Shore. Well, is Pauly Shore.
Okay, he glowed up though. He glowed up during the movie.
Oh my gosh. He should be no more than a six. No more.
But it gives men like me hope that maybe, just maybe.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You know what I was thinking too, besides the hot chick thing? Like his job that he did working at a electronics store is non-existent. That's a fossil.
Oh yeah, that store is out of business.
You can't go to a radio store no more. You can't go just pick up a. It's gone.
Yeah, there's no. Hannah, have you ever been to a Radio Shack?
Oh, yeah. The Shack.
Okay. I've been to Radio Shack. I've been to what's the movie?
Blockbuster.
Yeah, all I could think of was Ghostbusters.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, I've been inside a Blockbuster.
Have you been to a Circuit City?
Heard of that.
Oh my, MTD. Hannah does not know Circuit City.
It was like basically what he worked in. Where they sold stereo equipment, TVs, a lot of electronic stuff.
Now, it would be fun to work with your buddy. Like, Jacob, it'd be fun to work with you. Like, we would have fun working.
We would never get anything done.
No, we would talk movies all day. We would listen to pods and critique them. Then we would text the movie torture cast. Going, what about this? What do you think? We would get fired pretty quick.
Yeah.
His boss was a real pushover, though. He gave in real quick. He's like, you're fired. He's like, no, I'm not. Calm down. I'm keeping my job.
But who called fired second day? I like that. Who called the 10 to come in? Like, what was she doing at the time when she gets the phone call?
Is she like on standby? Because she was there like real quick.
I know. She like lived next door to the electronic. But we're getting too far in the weeds. Hannah, this movie's about. We need to know what this movie's about.
We need a little synopsis first.
Yeah.
By the way, is this my permanent job now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I'm never ready for it.
Just wait.
Next time I'll actually be prepared and then Brad will be like, you're fired. Again.
Hannah, you're fired.
All right, so two dudes who just look like stoners and generally like non-productive people work in a video store They end up getting fired. They need to make a quick buck. So they say, you know what? Why don't we join the reserves? We have to work, what, 2 weeks out of the year, 1 weekend a month? That'd be great. So they go and they join the army, specifically the water purification branch of the army.
The Brita branch.
Because they think this is the one group of people that's never going to get deployed. Well, turns out that if you're having a desert war, you're actually the first people that are going to get deployed. So they got deployed immediately after boot camp. They end up becoming the heroes because the actual trained soldiers get hurt or die. And so then the water boys have to pick up the slack and they end up saving the day in the end.
Yep.
Okay.
It makes me so nervous when there's just dead silence after I stop.
I like your synopsis. Thanks, I want to get back to this guy's a grade A loser, right? He's a loser.
I mean, that's not fair to say. They had ambitions. They wanted to open their own store and run their own business.
He had a good
heart.
So
they got some ambition.
His methods were questionable.
Yeah, his methods were questionable. He had really cool hair. Hannah, Jacob and I were talking. Pauly Shore was known. His hair was his trademark.
I love him with that long hair, though. He looks like a stoner, and I think he looks much more attractive without all that going on.
Yeah, okay. But the question is, Hannah, how much would, if your hair was your moneymaker, because it was pretty much his identity. As a real person. He'd always had that kind of hair. What would you charge the studio to shave your head? MTD, what would you charge the studio?
It would be millions. Because I used to be that way about my hair. When it was long and it was very blonde, I was all about my hair. And I would charge millions.
Millions?
Yes.
I was thinking at least a million. And I was telling Jacob, if I was a studio and I had to pay a million, I would make him, for me, $10. I would make him stay short the whole movie. Like, it would be buzz cut the whole movie. No growing back.
See, here's the advantage of no hair. You see that nice natural glow on the top of my head? Makes that aura. That's all natural.
The aura.
That nice shine. You can't get that with hair.
all natural. So they're the Brita branch. They're the water filters. And my favorite part of this movie is boot camp. Like that's where it's fun. You get kind of like a Major Payne a little bit. Yeah. You get a little bit of Stripes going on in here. You know, they get the where he's singing the chant. I was terrible in boot camp when I was in the military at marching. I had no rhythm, so I could not march.
That is funny.
I couldn't.
That doesn't surprise me.
So I was nervous because we had a marching competition. So in boot camp, every division has to go present and march in front of all these officers. Yeah, I flunked marching. So I was getting nervous. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do because I cannot go 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I can't. I'm not good at that. So my drill instructor came up to me one day and he's like, hello. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, he was cutting costs at this point because he knew if he brought me, poor performance. We're sinking. Like, we're not winning. So he's like, I'm going to leave you behind. And I was like, okay. He said, but I've got something fun you can do. And I'm like, what? He said,
peel potatoes.
Why don't you go shovel the snow?
Were you
around
relieved?
My car?
Were you relieved?
I was like, okay. No, I mean, I should have been offended at this point because you're telling me now I got to shovel snow around your car. I'm doing personal butler work for you at this point. But I took it. And so the team left and I got to stay back and just shovel for 3 hours while they were presenting. So I never had to present. I think we did good. I didn't really care. But I was happy that I didn't have to do any marching. So there was that. So while they were doing their marching thing, I was in the cold snow shoveling.
Did you do a lot of push-ups in boot camp?
No, I didn't do any.
That same question we were watching. I didn't do any push-ups.
I never said anything. I was quiet all the time. I stayed quiet. I was like, he didn't even make me do the, he liked me so much. I did not even have to do the gas room where you have to get gassed. Didn't have to do it. Maybe he was gay. Maybe he thought I was hot. I don't know.
Or they just felt bad
for you. Maybe he felt bad for you.
I think he did.
We can't hurt this tiny little man.
At this point, I was 5'6". I weighed about 115 pounds.
He felt bad for you. That's like the pre-serum Captain America.
So this guy was super nice to me. He always looked out for me, and he let me shovel snow around his car instead of having to look like an idiot marching. I hated marching. I was terrible.
I think that was for his own image, not so much your image.
Probably.
Yeah.
And then in the military, we didn't see this in the Army now, but you march in a height line. So Pauly Shore would not be at the front because he doesn't like a very tall guy. He would be I was always in the back. Like, shortest is always back. Tallest is always front. So, like, when it came to eating time, last one to get the food is the short guy.
Really?
100%. So the short guy gets to eat last, and you only get 10 minutes. So the 10 minutes start when the short guy gets his food, and you sit down. So if you're tall, you get about 15 minutes because you got 5 minutes to push these soldiers through. Little things like that are annoying about the military. But yeah, I hated being short because I'd be the last one. So I learned to eat really fast.
That's wild that they're just picking on the short people like that.
Yeah, short people. They probably can't do that now. Probably they're like, you're triggering me. You're triggering me because I'm short. You know, there's probably so many. Like, the short people probably run everything in the military now.
Everything Pauly Shore did in basic training, he would have been beat and kicked out.
Oh, 100%. But his drill sergeant was like, the way he sexually harassed her, like when he undid his gig line, he made his gig line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he would be totally shamed for that. And they would never put a woman in charge of men because
girls. That's what I was wondering. I was like, they're just sending her straight into the men's dorm.
Yeah, no way. We saw girls when I was in the military, like maybe 5 times in boot camp, and they looked hot because you saw no girls.
Because you were deprived.
I was deprived of looking at women. So, like, when you saw them, you're like, oh, she looks pretty good. Even though she looked like Rosie O'Donnell now.
This explains so much about military.
Really, it was just Pauly Shore and his long hair.
Yeah.
That's like, that's a good looking chick.
Well, look at that chick, man. Okay, Jacob, let's get to the part that I think is hilarious. They are about to get sent. They're being told they're sent. And Jacob, I was like, he's gonna be gay. He's gonna pretend to be gay at this point. And this is back when I was in the military time. So back then, you couldn't be gay. Now you can be a commanding officer and be a woman as a man, I suppose. But back then, you couldn't do that. But Jacob, describe this scene for the listeners. It is funny.
So they are at a party. They got done with basic training. And then Pauly Shore is trying to get with his lady, and he gets a phone call about ducks flying south, and he's getting very upset and irritated by the phone call.
This bird freak.
He's calling this bird freak, and then the other chick gets really excited. She's like, "What way are they flying, north or south?" So they realize they're getting called. They're going to active duty. They're about to be sent out.
Which, I have a question, Brad. Is that actually how it goes? Is that how it went for you?
No.
They're not calling it code word.
Oh, the bird is flying south. No, you got orders.
They didn't call the party line and say that?
No. Nah. You got orders in the mail or handed to you at work.
In the mail.
So they Yeah. They wanted out of this situation. So they do what you do. You pretend to be gay. So they go in and they're very sad and they're like, "We're sorry, Sergeant. We could not go because we're in love. We love each other.
Very good and he goes, friends."
And he's like, "Well, unfortunately, you can't go. That's a bummer." And then right when they're all happy and getting ready to walk away, he's like, "Kiss him." They're like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Kiss him." He goes, "That shouldn't be a problem for you two, right?" So the one guy, not Pauly Shore, his friend, is very eager. He's just like, "Just do it. Just do it." Pauly Shore's struggling a little bit. And then he's like, they're almost there. And then he turns, he's like, "Is Chad hot this time of year?" So their plan did not work out because it got debunked by the kiss 'em.
There's Hannah with short hair.
That's Hannah as a man. That's not just Hannah with short hair. That's Hananiah. I was really confused when you
Hananiah. That up. She went like Amish for her name. Come here, Hananiah. Yeah. So it's like because Andy Dick was way too excited to want to kiss Pauly Shore.
Okay.
I don't know that he was excited, but he was just like, let's get this over with.
Let's do this. I want to take one for the team.
Get it over with so that we don't have to get deployed because I'm actually going to kill you because you're the one that talked me into this. You're the one that said we'd never get deployed. And now look at us.
What? How would the movie have been different had they kissed right there?
Well, the movie would have been over. They would have went home. Yeah.
There's no more army.
So they get deployed and they show up. You got David Alan Grier, who to me is always funny.
Well, first we're missing their whole team. So they're through basic training. They have the two friends. So they have Pauly Shore and their friend. Then they have, the other dude who is going to school to be a dentist. So he's going to the military to finish paying dental school, but he's afraid of everything. So he's, and then you have, the chick who really wants to be in combat and active duty,
Lori,
but they won't allow her because she's a female. So she just signed up to be water purification to go.
I have
those
never
four found, sent together.
I have never found Lori Petty to be good in anything. I don't like her in anything.
Not even in Point Break.
Maybe A League of Their Own. Possibly.
Okay. Yeah.
But. She's not like, she's definitely a five.
Tinker Girl? You haven't seen Tinker Girl?
I have not seen that, but she's not, to go from the Italian to Lori Petty is a huge pill to swallow, if I'm Pauly Shore.
It's not about looks, Brad. It's about what's inside.
He also doesn't have a lot of options, you know? He's deployed in a group of all other men, also in the desert. He's hallucinating.
Yeah. Did you talk about David Alan Grier calling home, Jacob?
No, I did not.
That was my favorite line. Mom, so, you always wanted to see the motherland?
You remember how you said every black man should go see the motherland?
He's I'm heading to Chad. Yeah.
Love the first thing they do when they end up in Chad is they're trying to do a serious news report about all the new recruits coming in. They immediately just start like clowning on the camera, making faces. The camera's like, get out of here.
But that's such a 90s thing to do though, right? That's what you did back then. You're like, you know, because you're going to Mom, I'm going to be on TV. Like, this is going to be awesome. And have you ever been on TV before? Like,
I have.
In an audience or anything like that?
On the news.
What were you on the news for?
I volunteered because I love baseball. So the All-Star weekend came to the Twins Stadium. So I took off the week of work and volunteered to work at FanFest for the MLB. And I was on the news as I was running one of the games where the kids would run down and slide into home plate and I'd have to scream safe. So it was just me on the news for like 3 minutes going, safe! And then the kid standing next to me, they would ask him, like, why do you like this vent? And he's like, it's my favorite sport. So then that's what the line we use all the time. It's my favorite sport.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it'd be safe.
Wow.
That was my big highlight in the news.
I was on TV years ago. I was out in California, and I went to a taping of Politically Incorrect. You remember that show?
Mm-hmm.
With Bill Maher.
Yeah.
It was on, and I was in the crowd just laughing because they would say applause. I didn't think he was funny, but MTD would always make fun of me. Like, you're like, ooh, like, it's really funny. But you could see me on the show, which was kind of cool.
I thought you were on another show that you told me about.
Which one?
What's it called? I think, Cops.
Oh. Yeah, MTD and I were arrested on Cops one time. It's a big staple back. Cops is a great show. Friday nights at 8 o'clock, and you got to see me and MTD. That's when we lived in our trailer, and he was bringing me up, and we had a little we had a little meth lab in that trailer, and they come up, and I said, "You arrested me?" And MTD's like, "Gig him!" And then we had to like flip them off, and then we both had our shirts off at the time.
And, is that real?
We got thrown in the back of a cop car.
Can I find this?
MTD was arrested. I was arrested for meth. And MTD was also at the time, you know, he was teaching chemistry. And you know.
Okay, so, Walter White.
I'll see you. MTD was the original Walter White. Mine is the cancer.
Eisenberg.
And it's probably never seen Breaking Bad.
I've only seen parts of it. My brother loves Breaking Bad. He's so good. He's like, it's the best show on the planet. I'm like, okay, cool.
Do you respond with, no, the best show on the planet is Movie Torture?
Well, they're not really the same, you know?
Sure.
Hannah, does your brothers know you co-host the most successful movie podcast?
Last time I did that?
She does not tell them? Oh my gosh. Hannah, are you embarrassed of us? Are you ashamed of us?
I didn't get the chance to answer that question, and you're already
Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our heart's inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a HopeCast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the HopeCast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the HopeCast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch your podcasts.
Hiding into me. Sorry.
Your face kind of said something to me.
My face was saying, I was making fun of you saying that it was the most successful podcast because I was like, do I know that I do that?
Yeah, it is the most successful.
I have definitely sent episodes, especially in the beginning. I sent a bunch of episodes to my brother. I don't think they listen, but I did send them in the beginning.
Why do people do that? Why do we send our stuff and nobody listens?
I don't know.
Send something to MTD, I want him to listen to it. Or I wouldn't have wasted my time sending it.
Okay. Do you ever do this, though? I'm terrible. Sometimes when people send me stuff to listen to and I really don't want to, I just tell them I did anyways, just to make them happy.
Oh, Jacob, that's okay.
I don't lie.
Yeah, that's good.
What we've learned is the Podfather is a liar.
No, just sometimes, but I don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
I would rather you say, nah, man, I'm not going to listen to that. Exactly. We were just talking about somebody sent me something and I didn't listen to it. And I told you.
And here you're yelling at you. Hold on. Whoa. Back to the bus up. Let's pump the brakes. So you just got done berating people about how you're sick and tired of you sending them things that they don't listen to.
Oh my gosh.
And you're just like, hey, someone sent me something. I didn't listen to it.
That is so true, Jacob. I'm a poser and you're a liar. So, hey, we're.
Wow. I love my castmates here.
Jacob is not a liar. We do not condone. We're not saying he's a liar.
Outstanding citizen.
We've just learned, though, Hannah, let's not send Jacob anything because he may. We don't know if he's truly listened or not.
If it came from YouTube,
I can't trust him either.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that. If it comes from us.
Friends, I'm watching it.
But if it's from an acquaintance and they send you a 6-minute video about whales at the zoo,
If you're listening, I do apologize, Vance. Usually if it comes from like family members, I don't listen or I don't watch it.
It's got to look entertaining. Like I'll get real sometimes and I'll start looking at it. I'm like, I'm bored.
Yeah. I have friends who send me reels on Instagram all the time. And there has been over 70 unread reels, unread messages.
MTD, none of us are shocked by Hannah's unread message. She does that to us.
We can barely get her to respond within a 3-week period, let alone
she responds day of recording.
Not true.
What are we watching again, guys? We've been talking about it for like a month. What are we watching? Okay, good.
No, I scrolled back and the last thing you said was, all right, this is the one. So I was like, okay, that's the one we're doing. Apparently it wasn't for today, though. It was for a whole different day.
That's for the extra recording we're having to squeeze in this month.
But we have like 3 recording days. It's really hard to get
It's all the 3 days right. Out of 31.
And I'm supposed to remember which movies we're doing on which days at which times.
Yes, you are.
I'm doing my best.
You're the linchpin that holds this together, Hannah.
I get it done.
You do. You are. Okay, so back to this movie. So now they're over there and they have a bully, the guy from La Bamba.
Yep.
Who is bullying them. And we get a Brendan Fraser cameo that Hannah would not understand at all.
What was the cameo?
When they were eating.
He came up to their table. Yeah, immediately. He was the first one to approach their table.
It was the guy. He was playing the same character he plays in Encino Man.
Yeah. He stole their chicken.
Yeah. Brendan Fraser.
He stole chicken in this movie?
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't even see anyone stealing.
Gotta steal my chicken.
I do love how La Bamba is like doing his like taking his gun apart really quick because he's all super cool and amazing.
My word. I was rolling my eyes so hard at that part.
And Paulie Shore does it with his flashlight.
No.
If a guy wanted to take you out and he was taking a gun apart really fast, would that be like, oh, this guy went from a 6 to a 9?
No. I used to date a military guy. It's not impressive.
That's my opening move. I'm like, look how fast I can take apart this weapon that I don't own.
I learned how to take apart his gun faster than he did, so I'm not impressed.
When I was in the military on the ship, was the first time I've ever shot a gun. And
On the ship?
Yeah, we would shoot.
You didn't do that in boot camp?
No, you didn't. And
you didn't shoot in boot camp?
No, we shot guns, but we didn't shoot shotguns. So in the military, on the Navy, I had a shotgun handed to me and we would do gun quals where we just shoot out into the ocean and I loaded it backwards and they reminded me of that for the next 3 years. Remember that time you loaded that backwards, dummy? And I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. They had to take the gun and work on it. Like it was out of commission because they had to try to get it. No, you can't shoot it backwards. The shell was put in wrong.
But did you try to?
No, they gave me another one and they loaded it for me.
You know he tried to pull it. He pulled the trigger and nothing happened. No. Like, what's going on?
I was like, it's not cocking. Like, oh, it's not cocking. I can't get it. It's not cocking. It wouldn't work. MTD's probably like so embarrassed to be my dad at this
point. They played the 90s like dumb sitcom music. And Brad was like,
Well, that's exactly what happened in this movie, but with like the missile launcher thing. He kept shooting it backwards.
He did.
Oh, yeah. It's idiot proof. And he was definitely an idiot.
That part was hilarious when she was like, look at private. You see this picture? It's for people like you.
That would be such a fun gun to shoot, though. I would love to fire that.
Oh, rocket launcher would be amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Like, it would give me a tingle in the legs like Chris Matthews. I would just want to just. It would be so amazing. MTD. Would you want to shoot a rocket launcher? Could you imagine MTD and me shooting rocket launchers together? Oh, my gosh.
You're describing it like it gives you a tingle in your leg.
It just make me happy. I'd be like, this is amazing.
I'm out on that experience.
I just ruined it.
Shooting
a rocket.
Although, like and I said before it happened in the movie, because I used to hear horror stories about this in basic training, because my dream was to be a lifetime person in the military, in the Marines. And then right before I was supposed to ship out, I tore my ACL. And they're like, we're done with you. Because back then, they were very picky about who went in. But you used to get horror stories.
Standards.
They did. And then, but they used to always tell horror stories in basic training when they would teach throwing grenades, people would panic and freak out and they would pull the pin, throw the pin and drop their grenade. And so they would throw you out of the, and that's what they did in the movie.
You called that too, Jacob. You're like, he's going to do that. And he did it. He's like,
that's wild. I didn't know Jacob that you had been through military training.
I was about to, yeah. I was already all set up to go.
You didn't go through training at all?
No, I was supposed to ship out in 2 weeks. Blew out my ACL. And then 9/11 happened 2 weeks later.
Dang.
So
that's tough timing.
Wait, you were shipping out when I was done. That's crazy because my last day was 9/16.
Oh, okay.
2001. So
yeah, and I was getting ready to go.
Yeah, you were about to ship in, and I was shipping out. I was done.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm glad. But anyway, back to this movie. So they now are stuck, right? And no, they get held captive. They get caught, right? And they're prisoners. Well,
no, they're first going on their convoy. They're joining a convoy. It's supposed to be a simple mission. Their truck breaks down, and the convoy, you know, because this happens in a military setting all the time in enemy lines, they just leave them and continue on their journey and leave them behind.
Yeah, they were definitely leaving them behind, which I probably would too, because they're not that great.
They got all the water.
They all died.
Yeah, they do. Well, they have did
the all water. Die. They were all dead. Are you going to go back and also die?
Nah, you're right. So they have the. Are they caught now? Is this when they're caught?
They go through the desert for a while first, because that's where Andy.
Their truck, and they keep Andy, circling.
Yeah, and then Andy thinks he sees the ocean, and then he strips down so to funny. His bare bottom and goes diving into the sand.
Who dressed him? Did he have to dress himself? Like, Pauly Shore was basically down
Pauly Shore hands him his clothes, and then as he's walking back up the hill, he's like, look at those cheeks. You gotta get some sun on those things.
Maybe you shouldn't wear these clothes.
Sand is the worst, by the way. It gets stuck on you. Like, I don't want to get in, lay on the sand, then try to put my clothes on.
It's like
I feel like it gets in every nook and cranny that's possible for sand to get in. I don't like it. I'm not a sand guy.
That was so nasty. The scorpion. When he's like, the dude starts freaking out. He's like, there's a scorpion on my back. And they're like, no, you're not. You're freaking out. You need to calm down. And he turns around. There's this massive scorpion. And Pauly Shore's jumping on. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I just like to jump.
Apparently, buddy.
During filming, they used a bunch of fake scorpions, obviously. But at one point, there was a real one. And Pauly Shore was screaming. He was like, that one blinked.
Oh, gross.
Starts freaking out.
So then they get caught. Yep. And then they get bombed. And this is where the movie, this is where they go from being the laughable losers to the heroes.
Zero to heroes. Yep.
Zero to heroes. They meet the camel, which I really like the camel.
Camel's amazing.
Camel's cool. Fun, man. They're riding that camel. It's pretty funny. I like how the camel just has an instant love for these guys.
For Pauly Shore. Well,
yeah, no, just for Pauly Shore.
Yeah, it's just for Pauly Shore.
Is this the movie, Jacob? We watched so many this weekend. Is this the one where they did the Arab voice to get him to go?
No, not their voice, but they're okay. So what you're talking about is they sell the truck, and they're trying to sell it to the people to get the camel, and he's like, it's even got a track player or a tape player, so you can put your music in there. He's like, dunga 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 dunga.
I knew it was something like that. Dunga 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 dunga. You could never do that in this movie today.
No, you ain't flying.
If this movie's made today, how different is this movie? One of those characters is trans, right? Has to be. In this movie.
I would say not just in the military. All the stuff they joke about is going to be basically thrown out.
Yeah. There would be no sense of humor left.
Yeah.
No.
So they got that camel. Then they get on the dune buggies, which would be fun for us to watch, to ride. It kind of reminded, it took me back to Hannah's four-wheeling days. But on dune buggies.
If you're trying to be stealthy and you're trying to go to this, you're in the loudest,
that ain't it.
Most noisy vehicles you could ever be on.
Stirring
that
up are kicking us.
Right. But they're incognito.
Yeah. Where are we at? Yeah. I think you're right. It would be the worst. Sorry, I was looking at something while we were talking. That would be the worst. You're right. It would be. But it'd be fun to ride, but I think you would get caught pretty fast on the dune buggy.
And why, when they're being attacked by each of those dune buggies had like four, like each had 250 cows on it, and they're sitting there with little, they never use them when they're being attacked by the whole gang of people coming up the hill. It's like, take them off and go shoot somebody.
Yeah, that is true.
They had to leave way for the camel to come in and
I mean, do his the damage. Camel is the true hero in this movie.
Really? If he hadn't stepped in, I mean, Paul would have been done. Got. And then he wouldn't have been able to use the missile to destroy the other missiles. So, really, the hero of the whole thing is the camel.
The one in a million shot that he's able to hit the right target to blow everything up. That's the other thing. Makes no sense in this movie. Plot twist or plot hole. These are chemical warheads, and they literally blow up three of them. They would all be dead. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
By the way, this is a great time for me to interject. We have a sponsor for this episode. We do.
Who is it? The U.S. military?
No. Hannah... You are a driver who watches movies while you're driving.
Oh, boy.
Who sleeps while you drive.
Not anymore.
Are you tired of rush hour traffic, paying $87 for gas that smells like regret?
Yes.
Okay, then ditch your wheels and get on the humps. Carl's Camel Rental, a new sponsor. So what we got here at Movie Torture, we bring the desert to you, Hannah. Whether you're heading to work, a first date, or your ex's wedding out of spite, nothing says I've moved on like arriving on a 7-foot beast that spits when it's annoyed. Just think about it. These camels are eco-friendly, gas-free, and only need water like every once or 3 days. That's more hydration than we probably get ourselves. Each rental comes with a saddle, a GPS collar, and a bag of emergency dates. The fruit and the romantic kind. So stop riding in style and start riding in sensational glory. Carl's Camel Rentals.
Where I don't think they're gas free.
Are your highways. We spit on surge pricing. We don't do that here at Carl's Camels. It's not just a ride, it's a lifestyle with hooves. Side effects may include sunburn, sand in mysterious places, and a sudden craving for falafel. Carl's Camel is not responsible for camel attitude problems. Hannah, Jacob, are we getting a camel?
I would love a camel, but they're not gas-free.
Yeah, they'll be definitely farting. Could you imagine movie torture? Okay, we show up at a, we are brought in to like do a show live, and we all show up on camels. That would be amazing.
Who's bringing us in live? I love your energy, Brad.
Yeah, I got energy. We're playing at one of the theaters downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're
invited to Comic-Con in San Diego.
Where are we going to leave with our camels? Where are we going to leave our camels while we do the show?
Oh, somebody takes them. Our assistants take them at that point.
Oh, our assistants.
MTD rides up with his Voorhees mask on while he's on the camel. Power move.
I think we would get arrested.
Yeah, we probably would. So anyway, let's wrap this. What? So now it comes down to they gotta like call in the sign so they can blow up the missile, right?
They gotta laser the target.
He has to. And keep this is the like laser one of those, on the target for 7 minutes.
You knew they couldn't minutes. Do it. I don't. Could you keep a laser on target for 7 minutes? That's hard to do.
He should have been able.
It is, but in fairness, they're being shot at.
Yeah, it's a little harder when there's bullets whizzing past your face.
These guys should get Purple Hearts at a minimum. They should be able to walk into any base and get saluted for what they went through.
I don't know. It seems like they're having a great time. Didn't seem that bad.
They should get Medal of Honors, which is the highest honor in the military. And if you have the Medal of Honor, it's higher than an admiral or a general. Like, Medal of Honor is the top honor. Like, you walk onto a boat, Medal of Honor, you got to be saluted every time. Hmm. They should get that because they're taking these bullets and they're still doing it, man. I don't know why they didn't just blow it up themselves. They had the missile launcher. Shot it.
Well, he was trying to do things the right way, you know, listen to his commanding officer.
I mean, let's not forget he did shoot the first one backwards.
He did.
He did also do that.
So, spoiler alert, he hits it. And there
was a three chemical warheads.
Yes.
But they were fine.
And the Sandlot guy was like, "You did a great job. Thank you. Our country owes a debt to you."
That part was funny, though, when the call names. And he's like, "Can I call you this instead?" He's like, "No." And then when he's telling him to shut up, he's like, "What's the name?" He's like, "Shut up." I said, "Shut up."
You want to do that when you're military. You want to just tell your CO, "Just shut up. I'm trying to figure this out." But you can't do it. He would be so reprimanded. So,
well, they reprimanded him. He saved the day.
Yeah. So does he ditch Lori Petty in real life back when they get to the States?
No.
Why not? No.
Drama.
She looks good. She looks good in the desert, not good in Southern California. When you get back, you're like, "Oh man, I got to take these goggles off.
Well, he just also said he looks good in the desert and not in Southern California.
Right. We.
So, I mean,
they're like made for each other.
I would say you got to grow your hair out. At least grow your hair out.
Which one?
Well, that takes time, Brad. She had a buzz cut.
She did. I'm just not a fan of Lori Petty. So they get back. Lo and behold, they opened up a business that definitely is out of business today, like a Radio Shack.
And they have the camel.
What do you think they're doing today? If we could take a snapshot in on their life, what are they doing?
Shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Working at Best Buy.
They're like, they took over Clerks. Working at Best Buy. Oh, my gosh.
Don't ruin Clerks.
Hey, buddy. Jacob, Hannah, do you got any trivia?
Yes. They filmed the desert scenes in Arizona, and it was very, very hot, like 115, 120 degrees. And Pauly Shore was a whiny butt the whole time. He also hated getting sand in his hair gel, and he kept demanding hair resets between the takes. So the crew finally handed him a little mirror and a comb to do it himself. The battle scene at the end had so much improv that the editor said putting it together was like wrangling a bunch of caffeinated toddlers with toy guns.
That sounds hilarious.
Chaotic it was. And then at one point, Andy Dick, who played Jack, was actually in the army for 6 weeks, but he got discharged for being unsuited for military life.
Figured that.
That's hilarious.
No surprise at all.
Oh my gosh. Jacob, do you have any bad reviews?
I was waiting for you to say good reviews.
Nope.
You hesitated. You waited. this one says, Shore is the only person who didn't survive Y2K.
Which is true. That's a funny one. That's a good one.
I really don't know why I ever watched anything with Pauly Shore in it. This one was straight to the point. Why did I watch this? And then this one gave it, I give it a half a star. Reason, camel. That was so.
That's funny.
There's my, this movie is a war crime.
That's hilarious. I have a couple 5 stars. Andrew wrote on August 11th, 2025.
Unbelievable.
Two recently fired electronic store employees joined the Army Reserve as water purification team.
That's that it. Was
all right.
He really enjoys water synopsis from now on.
We should. That was,
he really enjoys purified water.
Sarah Cubb wrote in 2024, if you like Pauly Shore, you'll like this movie. If you do not like Pauly Shore, you will not.
Very factual. Thank you.
this lady, Aaron, wrote, got this to watch with my kids to reminisce my child. And needless to say, they were not enthused. But I love this movie. I guess his kids didn't like it. Like, I don't like this old man. Yeah, so this movie is so dumb, I love it, said Hydro. That's crazy. Anyway, my wife just texted me. That's weird. She's waiting to pick Max up. I was like, what? I need to.
That's weird. My wife's trying to talk to me.
She's like, what?
How dare she try to communicate with me, her husband?
No, she's been sitting outside the school for 50 minutes. Waiting on Max. That's weird. Anyway, Hannah, movie torture, movie gold.
It's a movie gold.
I called it.
You called it.
It's so funny.
We lure her in with these old movies and she falls in love with them.
Pauly Shore, like, sold it for me. At first, I hated him in the beginning, but he really grew on me. I think he's hilarious.
You need to watch such good sarcasm.
Hannah, this will not be our last Pauly Shore movie that we'll do on the show. You'll like all Pauly Shore.
Okay.
Biodome.
I like him.
He's a 90s fixture. He's a relic of the 90s. I like that he did not survive Y2K. That was great. Jacob, movie torture, movie gold.
Absolutely gold. It was hilarious. It's funny. I loved it. I'd watch it again.
Well, we're about to do something we haven't done in a few episodes. We're about to triple gold a movie. We triple golded this baby. 3 golds. If you have not watched In the Army Now, we encourage you to go rent it. Find it. I don't think it's available for free on any streaming services, so you'd have to rent it. But go rent it.
Or we find someone to pirate it for you.
Like me. Hannah, I will say the pirated movies that we watch are not always the best quality look-wise.
Most.
This one
looks kind of blurry. Looks kind of blurry. Ours look kind of blurry on my 85-inch television.
Okay, well, now you're just bragging about the size of your TV, and I just feel bad for you.
I just flex my TV size. 3 movie golds.
It looks just fine on my phone, so.
Yeah, while you're driving. Well, you heard it. Next week, guys, we have another movie that we're excited. This will be John Travolta's first episode on Movie Torture. I don't know how we've made it this far and not done a Travolta yet. But we're about to. We're going to be doing the 1989 classic, Look Who's Talking. I'm excited.
It'll be great.
It's going to be amazing. A lot to unpack with Hannah and MTD on Look Who's Talking. But for Hannah, Jacob, my name is Brad. And for MTD on No TV, we'll see you next week on Movie Torture. I like how MTD...